Trash to Cash podcast.
Cheers.
Preparation H, episode 73. Why did I say Preparation H? I don't know. We got the world's best arbitrage here and Commonwealth Pickers because we were discussing Preparation H versus Tux. Yes. It was like a whole thing.
Yeah. And
we were
trying Kevin's to having out, some, better. Some issues and we wanted to walk him through it.
It's not hemorrhoids, though. Like, everyone's like, oh, it's hemorrhoids. It's not. It's called anal fissures. It's completely different. Much more bloody.
He hasn't said anything yet. Oh, he's not on a loop.
Kevin, what happened last week? You seemed a little repetitive.
I like it. It's, we'll do comment of the week right now. Actually, no, we won't. I lost it. It was pretty funny, though.
Well, didn't you already read that comment of the week on our episode with Reezy that we already recorded?
No, I read a different one. Just couldn't quit watching fake Kevin. LOL, great episode. Oh, my Lord. That Kevin corner on loop is killing me. Ha, ha, ha. Every so often, he genuinely looks like he was laughing and interacting with you.
Yeah. Listen, if I had no day job and a ton of time, I would have gone in and done it like top tier perfect, and I could have, but just doing that one loop that was like 5 minutes took me way too long. So I
and plus there's more and more podcast listeners, and they didn't get to enjoy it.
Well, dude, a lot of them thought you were on the show because we talked about you and stuff. Like I think the Inked Picker was saying she didn't realize till like, or maybe it was Mo didn't realize till it was like halfway through the episode that you weren't.
It encapsulated Kevin perfectly too. It really did. He was advertising everything with that mug.
I picked a good scene.
He was fixing his dirty hat. His disingenuous laughter. All of it.
That's why he picked it. He picked it because I was showing my hair. He tried to get those people hooked for 10 seconds.
Dude,
you know,
that video would have been like a hard 10 out of 10 if I hadn't done that.
Oh,
so,
yeah. 100%.
You know. Guys, okay, so we got to do a disclaimer here. I mean, okay, so let's see. We recorded an episode last night, and that was Sunday night. And it was supposed to come out this week, but we decided not to release it this week, and that to instead we didn't release it next week after we just kind of give you a slight heads up that it's a very different episode than normal. Yeah. We had a special guest, and
well, we had a guest
next
last
week.
We
also had a guest last week.
We didn't want to do two guests in a row.
We didn't want to do two guests in a row. That was a big part of it. But additionally, we thought it'd be good to just let you know that in the next episode, you should. Should you watch it?
You can watch it if you desire to watch it.
Should we release it even?
Yes.
It's, okay, so first
very
of all,
different.
It is explicit. We could not even mute the amount of swears this guest said.
Oh. I was called a
dewdropper. Listen, if I had unlimited time. Yes, you were called the dewdropper several times. If I had unlimited time, I could edit this and get all the swears out, but I don't. So next week's episode will be explicit. Fair warning.
Kevin went off on a tirade.
More swears.
A tirade.
Kevin was just cursing us out. And basically, it's just Kevin and Reezy. So if you wanted to see an episode of Reezy Talk starring Kevin, next week, that's your episode. Me and Carrie just sit there quietly with no ability to talk at all.
I gave up halfway through the episode. I was visibly distressed. You guys will enjoy.
There will be a certain amount of people that hate it, and there will be a certain amount of people who enjoy it.
Well, no, it's all about expectations, right? Like, you can love a movie because someone told you, hey, this isn't that great, and you go in with that lowered expectation. Yeah. So if you go into next week's episode expecting it to be mostly Kevin and Reezy, and you want to see, like, kind of Kevin interview Reezy, and then Reezy turn his volume up so, you know, you can't hear me and Carrie, which literally happened. I had to edit that back down, but whatever. It's a good episode for that. No, it did happen. He literally turned. I was trying to talk. He said, "You're gonna make me turn my volume off." I saw it in the sound. The waveform lifted. He cranked his volume up so that he wouldn't be able to hear me. He's a nice guy, but it's an interesting episode. You'll enjoy it.
If you like Gary V, you'll like this.
You know? Yeah, yes, if you like Gary V, then you'll probably
set your expectations for it though, because
if you like Carrie, you won't like this.
Well, if you like watching Carrie be uncomfortable, which I kind of am into, like, yeah, you might enjoy it in that case. If you just like watching, like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't know what to do. That's basically the whole episode.
It's like Cocaine Bear, but without the cocaine or the maulings.
I saw Cocaine Bear. Did you see it?
I want to see it bad. I think we're seeing it Tuesday.
It's really not great. I mean, go see it. Whatever. I think that the other one was better.
Is there a bear who does cocaine and just mauls a bunch of people?
I thought Ant-Man was better. Oh, Kevin, as soon as you talk about Cocaine Bear, he quits.
I'm not comparing the two. They're two different types of movie. I just want to see a bear on cocaine.
Did you see The Missing, the one where the girl's mom goes missing?
No, I didn't. That looked
that was
too,
also
actually.
Better than Cocaine Bear. Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, you got time. Like, go see maybe The Missing or
Did
Cocaine
Kevin
Bear
have,
wasn't
like,
bad.
A...
It was just so formulaic. It was like so predictable and everything.
No, I want it to be. I already know the whole story. I just want to see it.
You do. Okay, so
let's talk. We didn't talk a ton of like eBay reselling on the next episode, so we should do a little this.
We talked a lot of
how are your stores going? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, oh, and we did. So the one great thing about the next episode is I read an entire thread from my Instagram of
a
ridiculous commenter. So for those of you who came here for that, because I mentioned my Flipper video, it'll be in next week's video, and it is worth tuning in at least to hear that part of the show because it was
pretty funny. Somebody can timestamp that down there, and they can
yeah save some people.
And you're playing the next episode down there's
it's
some
good now they'll enjoy
episode.
It a little now they'll enjoy well, it yeah okay, if you guys want to be content creators and hire people from the Philippines for $500 a month, did we talk about that on the show or was that after the show?
Yeah, dude, what are you gonna throw guests under the bus? What are you doing? I mean,
this is trash to cash
on the show.
We do what we want. Mike's a very nice guy.
Throw
there's no
people
doubt about
under
that.
The bus at the yeah, he really is.
But it literally is an episode of Reezy Talks. That's his podcast. It's fine.
Yeah.
So well, it's Reezy. You invite Reezy on. You expect him to be Joe Schmo.
You invite Reezy on. Just to be clear.
Wait a minute now. You asked me to invite Reezy on about 2 weeks ago.
No, you said I could get Reezy on the show. I said okay. I mean, I guess.
And then
asking.
I didn't. And
listen,
you said,
Goose.
Have you ever got him on the show?
It's a great episode, guys. Let's talk about eBay.
Yeah, what are the chances he's even listening to this? I don't even think
there's no way he's listening. No, he will listen.
Cool,
I'm
he
go
thinks
tell him
his
to listen.
Show is on yeah. here. Yeah.
Yeah, he'll
of course.
Hi,
why
Reezy.
Would he
it was a good
he
show.
Listen.
It was a good show, Reezy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, so I did a coupon, Kevin, on my eBay store.
And?
50% off.
Whoa. 50% off?
50%
is that how you sold
off.
That?
The prices you buy things at, you're losing money.
Is that how you sold that Norman Rockwell plate, 50% off?
$7 for that sucker. No, you know, it's the old inventory. So basically I did, you know, the filter where you can pick items that are 200.
How
no,
old?
It was 300 to 375. It was actually 300 days plus old.
Yeah,
anything over 300
do.
Days is 50% off right now. Yeah. So
I do. I basically, I run something where it's like my top 250 oldest items, just I put them on 25% off all the time, and they still hardly sell, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, 50% off is working. I've sold like six things from there since I did it this afternoon. So.
And have you had any regrets? Like, this sold for $4 and I'm probably going to lose money on shipping?
No, not at all. Don't care. Because
it's important to go on there when you do that and scroll through that list and like just delist it and get it off, because you're going to spend six to ship something. And
but I always do calculated. Fees. You know, I always do calculated, so I'm not going to lose money on shipping on this stuff. Like, I mean, I just like
you
a random
do straight calculated, like straight, like what the item really is going to go out as.
I tried that and I kept losing money, and so I stopped. So you're saying no, like no. Increase in the price? Is that what you mean?
No. Like, if you do calculated shipping, it, you know, if you ship in something out that's 15 ounces. It could charge them $10 or whatever in California, whatever. It isn't going to cost you that much. It's going to cost you like seven.
Yeah.
And so I don't do the straight. I for most of my first class now is I'll put a flat rate on the first class, which is
calculate. I let it calculate.
You're losing. Okay.
I mean, I've done
it's
this
fine.
With the Beanie
I mean,
Babies.
You can do it.
With the Beanie Babies, I wrote down $6.50. Everything was just $6.50.
Another way to do it is to take an item that maybe would go out at the 15-ounce rate and put it out at the 10-ounce rate. Calculated real. And then it's a little closer to the normal numbers. So there's another way to do it. Or you could go on and allow the shipping discount to go to the buyer. But that's got problems, too. There's
the
a bunch
shipping
of
discount
stuff.
Is what I thought you were talking about. And when I tried that, I kept losing money. It's like
there's
remove,
a lot of problems with that.
Yeah,
for sure.
It doesn't work. So I couldn't do that.
You could adjust the prices up and do it, but then you got to go back to your whole store and it's whatever. There's 60 ways to do it, man. It's just the bottom line is how much comes in and how much goes out.
I normally don't have listings that are under like $4.79. It'd be like the lowest I'll list stuff for. I've now got a bunch of stuff.
This
for
is $2.40. Turning into another episode.
$2.
Where Carrie sits there and does nothing. Carrie,
no, here's
you
the thing.
Wake
the
up here.
Oh, no, the whole time you guys, I was letting you guys do your actual reselling. Okay? The whole time I was noticing this between us, this has nothing to do with what you were talking about because I was thoroughly zoned out. Me and you, Kevin, Me and you dress exactly how we dressed when we were 8 years old.
Yes.
You notice that? Mm-hmm. You have your baseball hat on after the game. Mm-hmm. You have your macho man, Randy Savage. I got my hockey jersey and my baseball hat on. Dave looks semi-professional, which I'll give him credit.
Dave does. Dave's looking good. I mean, Dave does, man.
You didn't like your haircut.
I mean, he could be
in
a
boy band. Looks good. I'm jealous.
He looks like he could be in a boy band.
He just left? Yeah. What's going on?
I left. You're making me blush. Well, I got my haircut in New York City. You know, I was where do you get a haircut? You got to go in New York City. And he did a pretty good job. I was pretty impressed with him. And he was I'm pretty sure he was a Russian guy. He didn't speak any English, but he cut hair like a boss. So
that's awesome.
It's pretty good. Yeah.
Maybe just fly up for haircuts.
Hey, I'm going to name drop here on you. I'm getting messages.
Of course you are.
Craigslist, I'm a name drop. So,
and did you ghost the Craigslist hunter?
Oh, yeah, did you? Did he message you?
No,
did he ever respond?
I would never do that to Pete. So, listen, reseller rally completely sold out. And
that's some bull crap, viewers. What the heck? How's reseller rally sold out? Listen, and you're not coming to Vegas to our event?
Completely sold out, and the overflow, like extra tickets are sold out, and there's going to be no wait list. So you basically have to knock off somebody who has a ticket in order to get.
Hold on, Kerry. This is important, and you need to stand with me on this. Pedestal
Soapbox,
or whatever.
Ledge.
Me and Kerry are not going to the reseller rally if we don't sell out our Vegas event.
It's true. Ooh,
so if you guys want us there, you gotta buy some Vegas tickets.
All right.
And we are not close.
Hey, what are we sold? 40 tickets?
38 tickets. And we need to
round
sell,
it up to
like,
70.
At least
70-ish.
30 more. Okay. It's not looking
I'll post
good, guys.
Something. We'll get it on there. Vegas.
Well,
is
you
tough,
know what's cool?
Know,
is,
hey. Oh yeah,
you know,
we'll sell.
Kerry
we'll
knows get, a bunch we'll of mole people that live under Vegas that he could just give tickets to.
Exactly.
And, you know,
so basically, we're losing money on this deal.
We're definitely losing money. We'll lose money even
well,
if
listen,
we sell all the
but
tickets.
We got
really tight with the people
Kerry,
who live under the wing.
Did something. Kerry finally did something for the channel and got us a list perfectly sponsored.
No, I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Hey,
you're welcome.
Did they also sponsor this show? Because I feel like they only sponsored the event and they shouldn't get a mention.
I'm talking about the show right now. I'm talking about the Vegas podcast. Yeah,
they
every
sponsored
time
dessert.
Mentioned...
They did sponsor
dessert.
So we did not we did not do the dessert thing because it costs an extra bit. And so they have decided to buy dessert. And I think we get either brownies
on
or
list
cheesecake
perfectly.
Or something like that.
So now
you
get dinner, drinks, Dave, Kerry, and dessert.
Our company.
And Kevin.
And me.
And hanging out together for two days. So,
Supply Hut's also sponsoring this video, so I can say that apparently, Dave. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, I'm very
SupplyHut.com.
This guy Reezy taught me to not give out free mentions.
True.
Trash
to
cash.
Yo,
I'm trying
to. If you guys want Reezy to come out, we have to pay him. That was a slip. So, if that is something you want, Kevin has the money. Kevin has the money.
Jeez, trash to
nice
cash.
Guy.
We're getting. Hey, listen,
nice
people
guy.
Are using
fun.
This link. We should thank these people for buying all their supplies from
thank
Trash.
Thank you guys. Listen,
to
actually,
cash,
no.
Supply Hut.
I cracked the code. I cracked the code.
You did.
Okay, so in my Flipper episode, I said, guys, Kevin is constantly making fun of me because none of you will buy from my link.
Oh,
no one is buying from my link. No one is using my code. Can you please just help prove Kevin wrong?
Pity.
And dude,
Kerry called it.
Pity. Yeah, I mean, it worked. People, there's like four people that went and bought from my link today. So I was pretty excited about that.
He's like,
nice.
But you can't
coupon code NCPicker.
What is this? This is the podcast.
Forget the podcast. Nope.
We share that money.
I'll
share. Are you going to let me do that, Kerry?
Commonwealth Picker. There you go. There's your code.
I'm American
Arb. Kerry's got a stupid
Kerry's
one.
American
Arb. American Arb. Oh, wait a minute. I got something for you. Y'all got to watch
it's
this.
Like an
80s bully
right here from a movie.
Bleeping stuff out.
Okay, we're watching this.
Check out Art of Resales video.
Okay.
It should be out by now, or at least coming out soon, where he does a list perfectly. Or list perfectly. No, he doesn't. He does a My Reseller GD spot in it. Okay. Which, by the way, use code Commonwealth all caps, My Reseller GD. And you, I'm just saying you got to watch it because you think American Arb is a strange code or code. Yeah. What is
it
called?
Code's
American
Arb.
Arbitrage
is long.
Look at his code in his. You will not believe the code. You will not believe it. I was a little.
I'm sure it's inappropriate. Was he the one that used to like hashtag?
Faith, what are you thinking, Faith?
Yeah, he used to hashtag some really weird stuff in his reels, too.
Certain hubs of
podcasts. Yeah. Anyways, okay, so all this to say, guys, you can come hang out with us in Vegas. You just have to, I mean, you don't have to buy a ticket, to be honest.
I think
you can still
we
just come
sell,
hang out and just not do the dinner.
We
you
should sell one VIP
like we were
ticket.
Sad now, which we're not.
We should sell one VIP ticket to go over to Art's house and eat food from his dad. His dad, did you see the stuff he's been posting and put me in it? It's like, this is what I'm going to feed you when you show up. I'm like, dude, my mouth's watering. One VIP ticket to Art's dad's house. Don't give the money
lucky,
to Art.
What if one, is this lucky? I don't know. This might be a punishment. One either lucky or unlucky purchaser of a ticket gets to go garage sailing with us on Saturday. Or has to. Again, it depends on if they want to.
Yeah, exactly.
But
there's
the
not,
key, you have to wake Carrie up first. And
you have to jump
that's
on Carrie's bed
part.
To wake him
no,
up.
We're gonna, at the crack of 11:30 a.m., we'll be out hitting the town. It's Vegas.
Yeah.
Yep. Nobody's starting
you
garage
guys, I throw
early
both of
in
you
Vegas.
Under the bus in my next picker video. You'll see it.
Oh, good. I'm looking forward to it.
Or maybe
I'll
not
continue
my next
to not watch your picker channel then.
Hey, wait. Okay, Kevin, I don't know if you know this. This is a pretty big day. Carrie went garage sailing on Saturday.
I
actually got out of bed and went garage sailing.
I have
How'd
a video.
Go?
I got to edit. I found stuff pretty much every stop, honestly. It wasn't amazing, but it was solid.
What time?
Like before 10. I was proud of myself.
Yeah, and no, I was on the phone with him at like 9:15, and he was out getting coffee at Starbucks. So he was like on his way.
Yes.
He was on his way. I called him to make sure.
No.
Listen, I tried this thing.
I was
Kevin,
getting
I tried this
worms.
Thing.
I was an early bird.
Yeah,
I think it was last
o'clock.
Week's show, Kevin. I tried this thing called negative reinforcement on Carrie, where I just literally shamed him.
I saw
and it freaking worked. He made a flipper video. He went garage sailing. I've learned that you've really just got to show how disappointed, because I feel the disappointment. I just usually hide it. Like now if
he
I
made
just show
an
it.
American Arbitrage Cards video. That's
yeah,
killing
he did a lot.
It.
He did a lot of
he
work.
He did a short. He did a spot for Supply Hut and got
I'm
sales?
Almost proud to call him my friend. Almost.
Almost.
If he wasn't wearing the shirt, we'd be there. You
what
know?
Is that anyways? It looks like you're wearing like a Union Jack or something. I don't even know. What
to
that
be
is.
Clear to be clear, oh, I meant right. you should
that's
be shirt.
These are swords. These are no, I will be next podcast, guaranteed.
Nice, thank you. For jelly hands. Which
I tried
next,
to mention
next
yeah,
week
we had,
we'll do that.
Yeah. Jelly Hands got postponed because I'm going bowling tonight and I don't have time.
Yes.
But...
Yeah.
You're going bowling tonight?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's going to be fun.
I like it. Very good. How's the weight loss going, y'all?
Oh, gosh. Let's not talk. Wait, there was something we didn't talk about. No, I want to finish the garage sale thing. First.
Okay, garage
sale. Did you tell us? Did I zone out? What was your
you
good
did.
Find?
Yeah.
I might have zoned out.
My best find was a pair of Nike Delta Force shoes in the box for $5. Which I'm probably going to keep because they're like a half a size down from me. So I think I'm going to keep them though. But they're like,
oh, I know
40,
you like
bucks.
Tight shoes. You're into that. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I forgot that I got those shoes were undersized from you and I wore them for like 7 months before I remembered.
You've been wearing those Kyries. So. Yeah. Dude. Okay. So here's my question.
I don't wear them anymore. I have better shoes.
Did
now,
you have so. Better luck? It doesn't even sound like you had better luck than you have at the bins. It sounds like you do better at the bins.
The bins look good every time y'all show up. I tell you what, I get jealous all these bins pictures these days. It's like, what is Goodwill thinking? I don't understand the system. The system.
If I could just find someone who knew how to source like truckloads of books from Amazon, that would be an interesting conversation.
Oh
yeah,
that would
be relatable.
No, that would be awesome.
Seriously, talk about the bins for a second because I don't understand how stuff ends up at those bins in Vegas. How does it end up there, Carrie?
It's just a lot of it's because the items are priced too high at the Goodwill. You'll see stuff
so
with
you
the Goodwill
the
tickets
on?
Still on them. Yeah, $15, $12.99, and then I'm getting it now for 30, 40, 50 cents. I don't understand
it seems
why they're
like
not.
If they just priced it at $7, the rest of us in the rest of the world might get it before y'all get it.
I don't know like the bookkeeping of a business like that, but can they, for example, if they put something at 15, could they take a write-off for $15 if they threw it in the bins? Maybe they're doing it for
I
that
I can't
reason.
Imagine. Something that was donated to them? You can't take
I have
off
no
the,
idea. I don't
the
know.
Assumed price. You have to take off the price you paid for it, which is nothing. I don't know. I'm not an accountant, but listen to the next episode.
No, I'm wondering if there's something weird like that going on because it makes no logical sense. But the bins, like if I were there 8 hours a day or some ridiculous amount, some people are, I could just have thousands of dollars worth of fines almost every day.
Wow.
Yeah. It just blows my mind.
Do you wear gloves
yet
or you don't wear gloves?
I wear gloves. I've worn gloves. But sometimes I like to feel like the needles and the shards of glass
yeah.
when I bear
you like to just yeah. That's fair.
I don't like
that's
how the, I don't
thing.
Like
yeah, that's a Vegas
I thing. Don't like how the gloves feel. I feel like I'm not as tactile as agile. Yeah.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Now, Kevin, you still aren't sourcing.
No, actually, I went out on accident sourcing. I had to take my daughter to gymnastics the other day, which I usually don't. Okay. And I took her. Too. And on the way home, it was a Saturday morning. I on remember. The way home, there was 2 yard sales in the area and then one 25 minutes out or two. And there's a flea market. I'm like, I'll stop by the flea market. And I did pretty good. I was there for like 30 minutes and I probably pulled out a couple $100 worth of profit.
I've heard very negative things about items. That flea market. I'm surprised it was good. Yeah,
it's not great. I met a viewer there. Shocking. It was really cool. A young
Since everyone's a viewer at this point, Kevin, I mean, come on now.
Do they have like a field trip from the retirement home out there or something?
It was a kid. Yeah. Matter of fact, when this video airs sometime soon, I gave American Arbitrage Cards a shout out because he likes to hunt for cards and he's looking through cards and I'm like, hey, do you know American Arbitrage? He's like, who?
I can see the kid now like
I said,
American
check out American Arbitrage.
Yeah, I know. That's the problem. My name.
Can you get some more characters in that name?
I know. It's like the whole alphabet.
It's very long.
What's funny, and Dave, you'd like this, is they took pictures with me and they posted it on Facebook and tagged my Facebook page. I'm telling you, the Facebook
Carrie,
thing is
why don't you just call
nuts.
It Cardbitrage? That's such a cool name.
A name.
Cardbitrage.
That is
I
a
like
pretty
that.
Good name, honestly.
Right? It's kind of cool.
Is it American Arbitrage Cards? Is that what it
it's
is?
It's Cardbitrage.
That's what I said
we
on
just
the video.
Say we just changed no, it.
Maybe
it's Cardbitrage
I'll change
now.
It.
Dumb name.
I just wanted to use my, you know, the goodwill I've accrued over the years, you know?
You know Richard that went out with us down there in Greensboro? Otnip Drop Flips.
Yeah,
remember
yeah,
Richard?
Yeah.
You know, he actually helps me run Garage Sale Nation Facebook group. He asked me the other day, should I change the name to my channel? And I just Yes.
Oh no my brainer. Gosh, please. Yes. I can never remember it. Carrie, by the way, you should probably lock that channel in tonight if you're even like kind of considering it because Nashville Flippers, the minute this goes live tomorrow, is going to go get Cardbitrage.
True.
Get the Insta, get all the things. Because Cardbitrage is actually pretty good. It's pretty good.
It is
I would
a good
grab
one,
that.
Honestly. It is
if you're
good.
Into cars, that's not bad.
I was thinking about doing a more vlog-centric channel called The Arbitrages with me and Don, and then we can when we go
cute.
On to New York and stuff because Sonny keeps calling us the Arbitrages in his video and it's kind of clever. I like it.
I
feel
like it,
we're
yeah.
1950s, yeah. You know, Kevin's era, you know?
Yeah, very Mad Men of you. Very Mad Men.
Yes, exactly.
So are the cards selling well, Carrie?
Yeah, man. I've been focusing a lot more on those, posting almost, you know, 50 to 100 a day. And I'm 20 to 30 sales most days right now with cards. And,
okay.
You know,
and
probably
average
somewhere around
sale...
100. Average sales, I think my average ASP right now is like $596 total.
Okay.
But I mean, I'm also selling
Dave?
A few regular things every day beyond cards.
Have you sold a lot of these 50% off items?
No, but I have a bunch of $2.47 items. Guys, if you're looking to waste money, I'm your man. And I'm doing a Whatnot Wednesday night. Let me advertise that too. Because you know my giant like shelf back here that I had with all my action figures? I took it down. And I'm selling pretty much all my loose action figures. And I'm kind of moving to carded and boxed figures from now on.
Oh,
so all of my loose figures. I have
graded.
A lot of cool figures. I have a lot of cool figures. And so it's going to be an awesome auction Wednesday night, 8 p.m., 8:30 p.m.
They've started to grade loose figures now. Have you seen the graded
really?
Loose figures?
No.
And they'll put them in these big cases, and then they'll have the figures, and then they'll have the weapons off to the side. And it's interesting.
That's actually clever. That is
hey,
clever.
Hey, yeah. You know what? Okay, Kevin, did you get the R-O-U-S reference that I did in the show with Walter or Blake?
I don't think so.
Raus?
Okay, so it's rodents of unusual size.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's from Princess
Somebody
Bride.
Got that in the thing. Yes,
yeah,
that's
several
right.
commenters got it. Have you never seen Princess Bride?
Maybe? I've seen it. This
really.
Has been a long time.
It. Yeah.
Oh, such a great movie. You got to go watch that.
I'm going to find you a sealed
it's
VHS.
It's too late now,
Dave.
I think.
I'll send
it's too
it
late.
To you. Let me write that down.
I got 4 sealed VHSs this weekend at yard sales.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What are you going to send me?
Okay, so I've got...
I'll take a Princess Bride.
Grease.
I want a Caddyshack,
I've got
too.
Grease.
Grease?
Yeah, okay. I got Grease. And I've got Bridge Over River Kwai.
Okay.
Yeah, and it seemed like a movie you would like. It's very old.
Yeah, old
and
tiny.
oh, and the other one... I can't remember the other sealed one, but I did get like a wrestling one that was pre-owned. That was like an uncensored thing.
Okay.
And that one's worth the most. Late 90s. It's worth $23. Yeah. So that was interesting. Out of all those, that was the best one.
I got some.
I was texting Rod. He was giving me all the info. Which, by the way, before we leave that topic, Carrie, I'm going yard sailing with Rod in 2 weeks here in the Daytona area. He's coming over and we're going together. But okay, go ahead, Carrie.
No, I was
Rod is picking and punching.
Yeah, Rod is cool. I was on a live with him a week or so ago, whenever that was. But I have some sealed VHSs for you.
He's getting married.
Which are... Yeah.
To Nurse Flipper.
He is.
No.
Let's spread some rumors. Okay, go ahead, Carrie. We just want to not let you talk.
I have the Suzanne Summers Thighmaster VHS sealed. I have the National Geographic Tour of Ireland sealed. All these are super. You'd want to get them graded if you can. Yeah.
Do you have like PTSD, like where you might not be able to talk? So like you're like getting nervous today after this last show we recorded?
I'm like being extra animated because I feel, am I acting like that or something?
No, I'm just trying to make
you feel like this is the story.
I'm feeling like I just got released from a cage. I'm feeling animated today.
These two talkers, who talk more than anybody I've ever known, just got out-talked, and they're bitter.
We got really out-talked. I wish someone was here when I was editing this, and... Yeah, okay, so you've got like your audio waveforms, I think that's what they're called, where like you've got Kevin's track, my track, Carrie's track, and our guest track. And like Carrie's track, there's no movement. There's no peaks, no valleys. You just didn't talk.
I zoned out.
Kevin is got a pretty active waveform. For the first like 20 minutes, I have it, and then mine's gone too. Me and Carrie just stopped talking. I started posting shorts on my short channel. And then it's just Reezy's the whole entire thing just talking without a single rest. It was crazy.
It's just like, yeah, it's like trying to, you have every 20 minutes you attempt to yell so that you can get something in. And then he does not catch the social cue at all. And he just
okay, so I caused some confusion, Kevin. I changed, and I didn't realize it was exactly like yours. I'm really annoyed. And you're going to be like, Dave, you copied me.
What?
I use ChatGPT. Do you know what ChatGPT is?
Yes.
You know, so guys who don't know or gals. It's artificial intelligence. It's a program on the computer that you can type commands into, and it will do a way better job of your, like, Alexa or your Siri of giving you a response. So what's happening in schools, like my friend Brandon told me, is kids are going in there and saying, write me an essay about George Washington and what role he played in the Revolutionary War, whatever, right? And ChatGPT will write you a full-out essay that's not, like, fully lifted from Wikipedia or anything. It's just, like an organic essay, right? So it's a really powerful tool. I've been using it for interesting things, and I'm going to give you guys some secrets, some of you content creators. I've been using it to try to figure out recipes to make on my cooking channel, right? So I'll be like, you know, what is the most searched for cooking video on YouTube right now? And I'll take some cues for it. It's a good idea, right?
Yeah.
It's a good idea. But what I did is
or whimsical, but it's smart.
I said, I don't like the name NC Picker Shorts, right? I'm married to this stupid NC Picker thing, even though I don't live in NC, but do I have to be for my shorts channel? Experiment channel.
Garage
so I said, what should I call my YouTube channel that focuses on finding treasure and valuable vintage items at garage sale? And I said, list Harry 10 Tornado channel shorts. Names. No, give me 10 channel names. And I picked Reezy my favorite shorts. One, and I ran with it without any hesitation or thinking. Like, most people would, like, think about this for 3 weeks and try to make a plan. I was just like, nah, I'm just going to change my icon, change everything, and just change it.
Thoughtfulness will stop your progress, for sure.
Dude, and that's like, okay, we'll talk about Hamilton in a second, because that just cued something else in my brain. I like to have a cue of things to talk about. So, my favorite suggestion, I think it was Kevin's fault, was garage sale gold. And I was like, I don't know why that resonates, but it's like Garage Sale Nation. I didn't even think about the fact that it's so similar to Garage Sale Nation.
Oh, but I have two videos called Garage Sale Gold.
I have a whole channel called Garage Sale Gold now. And
nobody's going to watch my videos anymore.
I've got several messages where people are like, Dave, someone's stealing your video. Someone called Garage Sale Gold. I said, that's me. So, guys, that's me. And literally... I'm doing some interesting stuff over there, some interesting experimenting. You can check it out if you want. I was trying to get that channel monetized and stuff. And,
Should be close, yeah.
It's at like 2,000 watch hours. I got a ways to go.
I liked the Lego tutorial. That was my favorite so far.
I'm just happy. And when I started this third channel, y'all ripped me to no end. I'm just saying that. Both of you did.
Well, okay. I made fun of you because you put up the stupid logo for garage sale auctions or Kevin Commonwealth auctions, whatever it was, like 3,000 times in that video where you were at your buddy's shop there. And I was like, oh my gosh, stop putting the logo.
So you're laughing, but listen, my channel got monetized super duper quick because of that video right there.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Well, I didn't put any long form till like just recently, so... I mean,
right, but I had the people over there before I started posting, and you're moving the people after you started posting. Just saying.
Okay. Yeah, okay, so Hamilton, we talk about it in next week's show, which is totally not... but anyways, I went and saw it in New York. Carrie, you said you watched my New York blog, right?
Yes, I did. I liked it.
Some of it. Okay, that's
good. No, I liked it. I watched all of it, I think, unfortunately.
Really? Yeah, so it's weird. It's weird. Traveling is kind of fun, but... there's this song in Hamilton that I love where they're talking about Nonstop and how Hamilton just like writes so much and he like outputs so much content without any like thought or hesitation or just he does it. And I really associated
with
that.
You think he would be a good YouTube creator?
He'd be a good YouTuber. He'd just be cranking out content, not even thinking about it.
Yeah, really when I think of your stuff, I think mindless content.
Yeah, just garbage.
And you put out a lot of it. It's the
truth. Yeah, just complete trash. That's true. I mean,
not trash, just mindless.
Okay, weight loss. We're back, Kevin. We're back to
the
topic.
Well, I was
going to
go to reselling again because I wanted to know something. Let's do that for a second, then we'll get to weight loss. So you've been making these terrible sales with nothing. Have you had any good sales? Because I want to get into a topic later in this video, but I want to know this first. Because I've had lower sales.
I was traveling. Well, Tina shipped my orders. They're not like, I'll have to look it up because Tina was shipping for me and I haven't really even been paying attention that much.
I sold a dry rot shirt, a shirt with dry rot that you literally could rip apart for $107.50 today. For a shirt you literally could tear apart.
Okay. So, well, I mean, that's kind of like a sexy
Hulk Hogan
thing too,
style,
right?
Yeah. Was that because it's like a viewer of your channel?
Well, I did auctions on these dry rot shirts I got from Death Pile Picker, and I was expecting to make some money on them because they're new old stock dry rot Jurassic Park shirts. But I did not expect one to go for over $100. I was expecting them to go $25, $30, $40, $50, and one went for $107.
I did watch. I watched that video. It was a bad night, and I had nothing better to do.
No. You watched the one where I sold it for $30, $40. I haven't posted the other one yet.
And I want to know. I want you to correct me if I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, but I've noticed, Kevin, that lately in your videos. You're doing more of the stuff I've been doing for a long time where you like self-deprecate, like I screwed up on eBay, things like
self-deprecate?
That.
Self-deprecate? Did
I? Deprecate? I'm not sure if that's the right word. Deprecate. Yeah. The deprecate with a P?
With a P.
With a P.
Deprecate.
Defecate
is what they do in
San Francisco. Kevin is also doing that, but that's not what we're discussing.
Deprecate might not even be a word.
Forbid us from saying that on the
Carrie
podcast.
Carrie is back. Oh, my goodness. Wait a minute. I wanted to hear what Carrie finished with, but whatever. And first of all, I've been doing long time.
I'm just saying, like, okay, I've so you're not. I just want to know if you're willing to give me any credit for it. That's all. I was just curious. If not, that's fine. I just want, you know.
Okay.
It's fine.
I'm not willing to give you any credit for it because I don't watch your show enough to know. Uh-huh. So
yeah, you don't see those titles where I'm like, I'm the worst reseller.
I will say
this. Huge fail again.
I did it in the last video. I'm assuming that's the one you're talking about that came out today.
The eBay mess. Yeah.
Yes. And when I was doing it, I thought this is a video that Dave would do.
Yes. Okay. Well, at least you acknowledged it was similar in some sense.
But if you go back far enough, I've done that forever. I never wanted to come off as, I mean, I'm just some guy who's been selling junk out of a shit. You know, I mean, I did this stuff 20 some years ago, but I was never like an expert at it. And so I never wanted to come off as the teacher guy who was teaching you what to do and how to do it, because that's not how I taught either. And so I never
you just let the students up there and you just sit in the back smoking your cigarettes,
you just handed out
chewing your tobacco.
Did you chew tobacco
while teaching? Is that what you did? You had like your skull in there and you're like, all right, you guys teach yourselves today. Got your boots, your cowboy boots.
I'm
going to
get a tattoo in 12 years. Trust me.
Once I really start feeling midlife, you know, overcoming me.
Yes, that's exactly
all right,
what
so anyways,
I did.
My good sale. I looked it up, Kevin. It was a Funko Pop, David and Rose Moira. David Rose and Moira Rose. Like, you know that, like, meme? Ew, David. That show?
No.
Anyways, everyone listening does know, so that's fine. Those Funko Pops sold for $39.99.
I sold a gopher.
That was literally $40 is my best sale. Not very good.
I sold a gopher on Bonanza, so y'all can laugh at me again. A $45 sale on Bonanza.
A live gopher? Is that even legal?
Yeah. When are you going to sign up for Bonanza? It was the gopher from Caddyshack.
I don't want to pay the fee, Kevin.
The fee? What are you talking about? The fee's less than
eBay. There's a fee to transfer your items over there, isn't there?
Yeah.
I thought there was a fee.
There's no.
I don't want to deal.
The fee is less. Unless you do a subscribe thing and get a bigger one, the fee is less than eBay.
Dude, when I tried to sign up, it said, please send $50 to CommonwealthTicker at PayPal.com. So I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't sell on Bonanza because I can't deal with the embarrassment. Because that's just, I don't need the money that bad. I don't need the money that bad.
I've made some good sales. The last two sales I made really were both $45 sales plus shipping.
To be honest with you, I'm teetering on the edge of joining the Bonanza Squad or whatever you guys call yourselves.
Do it. You should do it.
The Bonanzites. The
Cartwrights. So does it auto delist? Does it auto delist?
Auto delist from eBay.
Does it really?
Yes.
Wow.
How come freaking Mercari? I mean, List Perfectly can't do that crap.
Well, it's because it's expensive,
dude. And you know what? If the guy who runs Bonanza was even halfway decent at marketing, then he could be rich. He's not though. Like, he's definitely not good at marketing, but he could be.
Okay,
nobody
I think
would know what it
Bonanza
was.
It might be
exactly
run by Google.
Bonanza?
Maybe some connection there. Well, that would make sense. They're working with Google Ads. That's how they get all their traffic, is through Google Ads.
Okay, well, yeah, I know I've seen Bonanza stuff come up.
I've never once heard somebody say, "I'm going to go check out Bonanza.com for some deals." So that makes sense.
Yeah, I feel like I'd be scared to even purchase. Like, what the heck is this?
Right, people don't. So they go on and they look something up, and just like you look up any item up in your Safari or whatever you're looking it up in, items will pop up, and a lot of times it'll be eBay. Sometimes it'll be Etsy. Like if you do Google Lens or something, right? Well, sometimes it'll be Bonanza. And you go there and you'll look it up, and it's going to be cheaper a lot of times, because what they do is they ask you, how much cheaper do you want to list your item on Bonanza than you did on eBay? And I think you don't have a choice. The lowest you have to do it is 1%. And so the fee is less, but you have to list your item for at least 1% cheaper on Bonanza than you do on eBay. And then you can promote your store for even more, which I don't. And I think if they have zero customer service, it is brutal.
Yeah.
So they save their money on that end, and they make a little bit of money.
If we called Bonanza, would we get a hold of you? Is that like a direct line to you, maybe?
Okay. So, you know, we're like super diverse resellers. We're selling on all the platforms. We're
selling low dollar items, but lots of different ones.
And so, like, how about we do a live sale on Mercari right now? I have an offer for $11 for this vintage. What are they called? Care Bears. Would you take it, Kevin? $11.
Free ship.
Plus ship. 11 plus ship.
Would I accept?
It doesn't look clean, by the way.
It's tough to see on my phone right here. Would I accept that?
I have it listed for 14, so it's $3 off.
Would I buy it? No, I wouldn't buy it.
No, would I accept the sale? Someone wants to buy it from me.
For $3 off plus shipping. Yes,
they want,
I would take it. You're listing
it?
Stuff for 50% right off. Now. Yeah, absolutely. Let's
riveting.
It. Accept it.
Riveting.
Great. No, guys, you just saw a sale on Mercari. Hello, my first one of the year.
And how much did Mercari pay for this? You're complaining about me talking about List Perfectly, who actually gave us money to sponsor our event and pay for people's desserts? And you're doing a free Mercari commercial?
I'll bleep out the name and I'll bleep out
just
the logo.
Just say Bonanza so I can say.
You should. That'd be funny.
Carrot Kari, Carbitrage. Okay, so the weight loss. Let's talk about the weight loss. How's it going, Kari?
I lost 6 ounces last week, and I did have like 2 cheat days, so I was
Two cheat days.
Okay.
Was Don okay with you cheating?
No,
We did it together. Swingers.
It is Vegas, you know. Let me finish. This is going to make it sound worse, but we went with Sonny and his wife, and Mikey and his wife. To the Korean barbecue, and there's a lot of spiciness there. We all ate food. Yeah, What?
We're such children.
Just the four of you, or did you add another couple?
Yeah, no, there was more. Okay. That we had, yeah, just them. But we had food. So we're Kevin, talking about a cheat day for food, people.
Mm-hmm. Kevin, you lost 0.6 pounds.
I lose like no pounds. I lose like a little bit every week. And you know what? I guess it's okay.
Have you tried cut a nipple off, or how did you lose that 6 ounces?
He has so many nipples. Yeah. He can afford to lose.
I know.
I
mean, I've lose one, it'll regrow.
At the beginning, it was good, and I haven't changed much. I've just kind of kept doing what I'm doing, and the weight loss has just slowly gone down.
Happening, though. That's fine.
That's your diet plan.
What?
It's my diet plan. Just keep doing what I've always done.
Well, I mean, when I started the diet, I was doing it, whatever. I'm losing weight every week. I've not gained
yet. You're doing good.
Unlike some people named Atlanta Flippers, I have not gained any weight.
Wow. Calling him out by name. Oh, my gosh.
Derek, how brutal. He gained 6 pounds in a week. All this big
loss, but he had lost 17 pounds a week before, so I don't know what's going on with his scale.
The month before, wasn't it over the whole month he lost?
It was 3 weeks. He lost 17 and then gained 6. I mean, we're just talking about people's weight on the show. This is really good, riveting content. I think this is the key takeaway. Everyone in our group is losing weight. Everyone in there is losing weight. Like, if you go look from January 1st when we started this to now, almost everyone has lost at least 10 pounds in 2 months, which is really impressive.
I'm sensing people that are falling. You know, I'm not losing a ton, so I shouldn't complain, but I am going down every week, right? And I've seen a couple people.
It gets harder because every pound becomes a bigger percentage of your total weight.
We're not all,
you know,
WPK weight loss or weight losing.
Oh, you remember? Whatever. Did you hear him calling me out for like losing weight successfully, but not his way? That was interesting.
I was so hoping he would talk about reselling. And he didn't. He's a good reseller, y'all. He can make. Yeah. He makes bank. He knows what he's doing. He could have taught us something, you know. And instead,
especially since he's 53 or 26. Yeah. We don't know his age. He's very similar to you in that regard.
He's somewhere. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is very Kevin-like with the 40-year range.
He did come out with it.
Believe.
He's younger than Carrie and I. We did find that out. He is legitimately younger than us. So, which we should have known from the lack of gray in his beard.
I'm selling stuff on auction. Have you gone that direction yet? You're clearing stuff out 50% off.
I'm gonna do whatnot on Wednesday.
I had these record case things, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go through all these and look them all up. Because it's garage sale season. Sourcing's here, and I put them out on auction, and they went for way more than I thought. Went for $150. I bought these with Dante, Prison to Profit, at $127. He outpicked me to sale, and I got these. And it turned out, actually, I did better than him. But I didn't think I did. Oh, there you go.
Okay. All right. Pretty good. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I mean, okay. So I think we're done with the weight loss, I think. I don't know. I was trying to think. I'm looking at our weight loss chart now.
You're done with – I'm still got to lose some
more. No, I'm just saying we're done talking about it. I was trying to see if there was anything else of note on this chart. I make this chart of the weight loss.
Because Dave's got nothing better to do.
Noticeable. I'm never busy. So, but, yeah, no, I think it's good. It's good, guys. Get some accountability buddies. Get some accountability buddies if you want to lose weight.
It helps,
or if you want to gain weight, whatever you want.
Carrie, Mary Wheeler just subscribed to my Pinterest. Did you see my shameless attempt to get Pinterest followers?
I'm banned. Yeah. I am banned from Pinterest. There's our title.
How did you get banned from Pinterest? I don't know how I'm banned.
I tried to log in. I haven't logged in like a month. But it basically all I've ever done is like just auto post from later.com, right? Which is like this thing where you upload a video and it just, you can auto post.
You know,
so maybe that
is,
thing
Dave.
Broke it. Yeah. That
it's the guy who you didn't show up to. It's his store you didn't show up to, or the person who's complaining about the yard sale you filmed and embarrassed them.
A lot of people hate me, guys.
They went on eBay and they went and got those stuff pulled, you know, for being out of date. Yeah. Now they're on Pinterest getting you yanked.
What bothered me is you
banned on Pinterest.
You did promise him you were going to go explicitly. That's what bothered me about the whole situation.
Dana Invest some credit. Mm-hmm. Okay, so basically, guys, if you want some more context, watch my Flipper video from yesterday.
Or don't.
And you'll get a little more context. But Dana Invest sent me this. They said, "Hello, kind sir. I hope you're having a great day in spite of all your busy priorities. If you have read this far, I want you to know that this is now an official binding contract to promote my content and come visit me in Arizona by the end of the week. If you do not live up to the contract, then nothing bad will happen, but in the back of your mind, it will bother you for letting me down months from now. I thought that was pretty good. Dana, I love it. So there you go. Check
because
out his YouTube
you just
channel.
Scouted him out five times.
I know. I read it, so now I'm promoting him. It's, you know, it's how brilliant. It works. I guess.
I love that.
I owed job, it to bro. Him. I think.
Yep. You fulfilled your obligations for once.
Yeah. It's, well, I mean, speaking of obligations, Carrie, you're going to mention our Patreons. You said you would today.
Yes.
This was your thing.
Yes, I will. I don't have them in front of me because I have them here.
Dude,
in my
Kevin's
skull.
Wife has them memorized. You should have them memorized.
First off, we got Archie Biscuit Butt. We've got Raise Hell Resale.
Yep.
We've got Tori Burch, which also makes bats.
Tanya Arnold.
We got Skip Bayless, surprisingly, has decided to join.
ABC Matt, who is the number one contributor to our Discord. So congrats, yeah, ABC Matt. Yes, wow. Oh, he beat out Inked Picker, finally.
Wow.
So he is the king of Discord. Good.
I've seen a lot of great
and
finds
Parker
in
County
the
Picker.
Discord, y'all. Discord. And who let Yakov Benz in that thing? What is
I
wrong like, with you?
I went out to dinner with Jake, and I
right,
let him in.
I got
in.
A question for you. Jackass Retro or Yakov Benz? Which one? The
like
shows.
As far as like a kiss
not
fight,
people,
or what are we talking about?
The shows. You've watched both of their lives, no?
I've never watched. I've never watched their shows.
Okay.
I've never seen their channel.
Okay, to be fair, I've watched Jake's show, and I have, I think, maybe tuned in for like 5 minutes of
Jake
the
is
ship
very
show.
Endearing. Very
yeah, and
weird.
I think he usually does it while I'm at work is the problem. The ship show is when I'm at work, so I can't really watch that one. But Jake does it like at 10 p.m. when I'm in bed already, and I'm like, yeah, I'll watch for 20 minutes. So
he made your New York video watchable and likable, which
dude,
I enjoyed.
Come on, how good was that Stitch moment? That was pretty good, right?
I gotta watch
that
his
was
video.
Brilliant.
I didn't
that was
see
brilliant.
It
was so that was good. That was really really good.
All right. Nobody knows what you're talking about. So,
well, dude, like 8,000 people know, Kevin. Okay, some people know.
Dave, you're like getting up there, the flipper world. You're like getting right there. You're nipping
it's
at my
so
heels,
good because
man.
Like it's so long overdue that people realize my videos are better than yours, and it's like finally.
Ooh, all right. Well.
Right. Okay, but no, listen, guys, if you want your name stated on the show every week, Sales by Tony, then you just have to go subscribe to our Patreon at the $25 level, which is the Wealthy as a Kevin tier. That's what that's called. And you know what? I think that you should do it. Everyone. If everyone did it, then Carrie could quit his job.
Carrie.
Then I could stop picking and making videos and just do the podcast.
Did you see in the comments that people really thought
just
I was
waste
leaving?
Money on cards.
I was leaving the podcast. Our little joke.
Well,
and
Carrie was really
we
pushing that. No, what did they say? I didn't even look.
Oh yeah, you guys are having. There was a few people who were like, you know, leaving the podcast for John and Pete.
Oh, so context. Kevin went on a live with Pete, the Craigslist Hunter, and John Cincinnati Picker to announce that reseller rally we were fussing about earlier. Yeah. You know, a lot of times we forget to give context in a podcast, which isn't always great. But Kevin went on there, and Carrie kept saying it was because Kevin was joining a podcast with them.
And people
trash
straight up.
Cash.
I got messages,
people were stressed.
Y'all. My Instagram, I got like 4 or 5 messages not long after Carrie started
like saying, congrats,
about.
Good so job, know, well done.
Saying, please don't leave the podcast.
I have... Yeah. Just so you know, Harry Tornado messaged me and said, is this real? So I think if you leave, we have a replacement. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
so,
we'll bring Josh.
Oh,
in
yeah.
He's a decent straight man for our jokers. Yeah. Okay. I mean, he's not right. as good. I mean, maybe he's as good. He's pretty good. Dude, by his second show, he was pretty good on here. I could, you know.
Oh,
I mean,
well, the first one was terrible. He didn't understand.
One, you know, he was, he had to understand it. But, you know, I'd bring him back. I'd bring him back. He's always waiting in the wings, too. Like, he's got his trash sticker on the back of his car.
He's backstage right now, just in case.
Speaking of
we leave him in the stream, but we don't let him in.
We never put him in.
That's funny. I love it.
Kevin, what do you want to sell? Go on, go.
What do I want to sell?
Yeah, what
do
you
want
to sell?
Yeah, like you haven't pitched anything in 5 minutes. Come on.
Well, I got a new t-shirt sponsor.
80stees.com.
Yeah. Okay. Code Colin, 30% off. Go check it out.
Do you think anybody believes
they're sending
that
me free t-shirts, y'all. How can I turn that down?
No,
free
you
t-shirts.
Can't. You can't. Can I read a question on the Patreon?
Is that
like an adult extra small or like a child's large, Kevin, that you're wearing right now?
It is a large, which is too big.
Phil said, here's a real question. For resellers who have older teens who want to save up so that they can get 3 degrees. I didn't reread this, sorry. And make a positive impact.
Positive.
Hold on, we're not done. And make a positive impact at their local fast food restaurants. When do you... When do you split the kids off from your own accounting and finances for reselling to keep track of their funds and merchandise, especially the ones that are under 18?
I tell you,
there's
it's
an
hard.
Actual question hidden in there.
Can I answer this, Carrie? Since they were
you're the only one who knows the answer to this, Kevin.
So my daughter, we went today to the bank to find out if we could get an account in both of our names that had a debit card that she could use and checking. Yeah. Not that you do checking, but they won't do it, of course. And you got to pay for these services to do it. And I'm like, you know, why not? I mean, it's so dumb. But, you know, 16, if you get a job, whatever.
Sorry, go ahead.
And so you can't do it, but you can pay them. You can get them on their own. And so she has an account, but it's a savings account, but she doesn't have access to be spending it. So I'm going to get an account in my name, a separate one, and I'm going to give her the card, and it's going to be her money. And I have an Acorns account for her, and she's saving money. I think
she is now going to be spending all three of the dollars, though.
No, I also have an Acorns account for Callie, and basically we're just going and collecting acorns and storing them in her room. So I don't know if it's the same, but she's liking it, and she has a lot of acorns. So I think
she's prepared for the winter now.
She's prepared. Yep.
Reagan has. I pay her by the hour now, so she has
Reagan Profit. There's her YouTube Reagan channel. Profit. Boom. Reagan Profit. That's it. Carbitrage Reagan Profit. I'm on a roll. You got any channels you want me to name?
She's got like cash, and then she's got a bank account, savings account, and she's got an acorn savings account. Mm-hmm. And nice. She does. Awesome. She works. That's she gets. I'm not gonna tell you what I pay her, but she does
you
good.
You pay her $50 a minute. I know. Yeah. You're a good. You're a good father.
Pretty sure you're not paying her enough. That much I know. Just out of a while.
I think I'm paying her enough. I think I am. I have a lot more than mine.
Okay.
Shoot.
Some bunny to love. Oh, I don't know if we answered the question. His actual question is, when do you like?
We never
under
do.
18. I mean, I feel like I would just wait till they were 18. Personally,
it depends on the kid. If they don't want to do it. The worst thing in the possible world you could do is make them and want to do it. I mean, kids, you know,
they'll never do it,
right?
As an adult if you force them into it. Yeah. So it's also okay to let your kid be a kid.
Yeah,
it's okay. Like, but once they hit 28, like Carrie did, his mom should have like taken him off the nip at that point.
Gosh. Oh, the visual.
I lived at home till 30. I would have stayed till 40, honestly.
And you were breastfed till 33.
See, that
now you're
weird.
Oh, my God.
I am always being weird. Some bunny to love sent a message on Patreon. I was wondering if you guys could talk about feedback in one of your podcasts. I'm a new reseller, and I know there are some new resellers out there, and I feel like people are more apt to buy from someone who has feedback, but it seems like not many buyers actually leave feedback anymore.
Go buy something from Dave and Carrie, and they'll give you feedback.
Yeah, be a buyer. Be a buyer. Yeah. Well, actually, I'm a slow feedback. I do give feedback.
I never
but it takes
give
me a couple
feedback.
Weeks.
Don't you do seriously automate it, dude?
I don't know how.
I think you have to.
I've heard John say he does that.
Store.
I've heard John say he does
automate
that.
Automate it.
Well, no, you can go in automate and you can leave it. Bulk feedback. So every 2 months, I go in and I leave 3,000 feedback or whatever. But it's still like people want me to do it faster, and I don't know how to do that.
Automate it. I don't know how to do it. I automated it 15 years ago, dude. I don't know how to do it now.
I'm not Googling nothing. Okay, someone in the comments, can you tell us
next time
you're going to
leave 3,000 bulk, just Google how to do feedback and just leave it. Somebody's going to tell you. There's people out there that
know. Or just don't leave feedback.
Actually, go to Trash to Cash Reseller Facebook group right now. Drop the question in there. You have an answer by the end of the video. That's what you should
okay,
do.
And this is okay, so some bunny to love. Kevin is actually right. Like, you literally could just go buy a bunch of cheap items on eBay, like $3 to $5 from power sellers, and most of them will auto feedback you. And then when someone goes to buy something from you, it's going to say 25 feedback because of all these $3 items you bought, like blank CD cases or empty CD cases, stuff like that. You know, replacement disc for Friends season 2 episode 4. You know, like these are going to be like $1 to $2 items,
plate.
Right? Yeah, well, yeah, anything from my store right now, $2.49. But yeah, you do that, and then people aren't going to actually, very few people actually click through and read your feedback. If it's like 25, 30, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, they're fine, and they're just going to buy from you. So, like, you just want to get that respectable number of, like, 20 plus, and you're probably fine.
Yeah.
And right now, I think she said she has 10 at this point, and they're all positive, so that's good.
Yeah, it's an overrated. You got to have some, there's no doubt about it, you know.
Well, and for a statistic, I actually think that some bunny to love did pretty good. She's only sold 31 items and got 10 feedback.
10 feedback.
That seems high.
Yeah. Solid. You must be sending messages and stuff. You know, put
leave
a note in the thing and whatever.
Leave a note in your package. That's what I did for years. Please
leave a dollar bill
please
in
leave
the
a positive feedback. And if you're going to leave a negative feedback,
Carrie always leaves a note in his package for John.
You have to put the explicit tag on this one.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, this is facts. These are facts. These are facts.
Okay, so... Hey, you know what? At least this feels like a Trash to Cash podcast.
Hey, did you see Joey Bob? It does. You know, there's no triple thrift, threat, whatever. There's none of that.
There'll be one again someday.
And I did see... I haven't seen some of these folks in a while, but I saw Drew on a Whatnot auction the other day. That was kind of nice. I hadn't seen him, but... Joey Bada Bing, I hadn't seen live in a while. Did you see? He looks like Roger Federer now. He's got this like headband thing and whatever. It's like, who is this guy?
I think he shaved his beard.
I haven't seen him in a
while. Yeah, he shaved the beard. He's like, who is this thing? What in the world?
So, Kevin, I just had a sale come through on eBay. I'm selling tonight, guys. I'm selling tonight. It is a vintage Tupperware green G-Dite bowl with lid.
Yeah, that's the big one. Is it a big one?
It is 786-6, no greater, whatever that means.
Oh, okay.
No greater. Someone's
listing.
No greater. Buy
that elsewhere. You don't have
no, it. Someone's listing. That doesn't make a lot of sense.
And you have a grater, you would sit, and it would sit perfectly on top of it, and you would grade your cheese.
What do you think I got for it?
13.
With no grater? No, less than that. I would say $9.
How much even lesser?
Was it a $1 clearance item?
It was a clearance item, baby. Well, took over a year to sell, like, and I sold it for $2.49. Dude, the deals are live on my store. Okay. That's all I'm saying.
And
the
your
deals
shipping
are live.
Is going to be what on that?
Check it out. Check it out. $7.53 is what they paid to ship. I'm going to put it in a poly mailer, baby.
$7.53.
Throw it in a poly mailer.
Well, you
it's
can
fine.
Put a lot of Tupperware poly mailers. You really can.
Yeah, exactly.
But with the fees on the shipping, I mean, you're literally making like a buck on that thing, man.
It's like Whatnot. It's like a Whatnot auction on my eBay store. It's beautiful.
If you factor in time and money and supplies, he lost.
Well,
money.
I paid $30 for it, so I mean, I don't know. I think I'm winning. I'm not sure.
It's a write off.
Well, how many sales have you had since the show started? I'm pulling in the dollars here. Carrie, did you sell a dollar card? Did you sell a $1 card?
Since
you
started?
Did.
Not since we started, I don't think. But I've got.
Well, how can
I've
you not
a
pull
I've been
in
doing
sales,
like 20
sales.
Plus a day. Hey.
You're selling stuff at a loss, for goodness sake. I did have a
Dude,
sale.
That's
I sold
the key.
Those records, I think.
That was during the show you just sold them?
Maybe right before the show. My internet's not working.
I sold this, Kev, too, which is something else you'd sell. Antique matte orange drip glaze cabinet vase for $18 just now.
That's nice.
So that's something.
I think we learned something important in this podcast, though. You can sell, you could sell a lot of stuff if you're not concerned about making any money.
Can we talk about the rumors? Okay, so there's some people out there who would maybe name their podcast after themselves.
This is
right?
in the next episode. Let's just leave it in the next episode.
No, but that one felt like it was about Reezy, and this one is clearly not about Reezy. And this same person seems to think that the Trash to Cash event is overpriced. I mean, that seems to be what they're implying.
Oh, yeah.
See, and it's like literally less than what we're paying for the food.
We're
is
losing
what we're
money
charging. We're losing money on every buyer.
And I'm losing a lot of money because I'm flying all the way across country.
Yeah. It's going to cost us, like, after tax and tip, it's going to cost us like $46 a person.
I'm
we're selling tickets for $40 plus the fees on Eventbrite. Yeah. We're literally losing money
plus
on every
all
ticket.
My expenses, but I'm doing it for Carrie.
Plus,
because
we're
Carrie
buying ourselves tickets out there,
year.
Hotel, all this other stuff. So. You know, if you were a hater,
craps table, dude, I'm gonna lose like $80 a ticket if we go to the craps table.
Seriously,
gosh, we gotta set a specific amount that we're willing to blow because
y'all
gotta buy me
whatever Kevin gives me, I'll spend whatever he gives me, I'll put it on.
Kevin, you don't need to buy drinks in Vegas. If you're playing craps, they bring them to you for free.
Realize that. Yeah.
You just gotta take your time.
What do I got here? I did pretty
my
good.
My problem
today.
Is I'm going to be there like a week before you get there, and I'm going to blow all my money before
don't
you
do
ever
that.
Even show
give it
up.
To Tina. $407.
I'm just
going to
be hanging out
today.
At whatever show you're at the whole time, just pretending to buy stuff from people.
Have we picked out a show?
$407,
yeah.
Today or just now?
Today.
Okay, well, dude, you're a fancy boy. You're one of them fancy boys. At least you're not banned
some
on
plush. I sold some Safeway bags from the 1990s. Hey, if you ever
that was a weird thing about New York City, dude. They charge you for your bags at the stores.
That's weird, really.
They don't do
York?
That down here.
I'm surprised they let you have a bag up there. Listen,
well,
you gotta
carry it all.
If you can't put it in your pockets, you can't take it out of here. Then they'll tax you for the pocket tax if you got to put it in two pockets. Sorry, I'm not a fan. All right. If you come up, I got this bag thing in my head. If you come up with old bags, like Kmart bags from like the 1990s, you can come, if you ever see somebody like at a flea market or something putting stuff in old bags, just buy the bags. They go for crazy good money. I couldn't believe it. I saw like the other day.
That they're
and I've seen it before, but I never saw them.
People
that
give
high.
Those out at yard sales, right? Like to hold your stuff.
Yes, but from a Kmart in the 1980s or 90s, I doubt they do that.
Dude,
but,
down in Florida, maybe.
You get the right hoarder out. So you for sure. Exactly. But get those old back, especially Kmart ones. I'm trying to think what else might work, but Kmart ones will sell good too.
Have you guys heard about the giant bran flake that someone's trying to sell on eBay? Have you heard about this? So bran flake is the type of cereal.
Yeah. Thank someone you, Dave. Thanks.
Opened
you got
their
that.
Box. Well, I've never. It sounds healthy. I've never had it. I had to look it up. Okay,
cereal?
So
what's
this person opened up their box and they had a giant 8x7 centimeter bran flake in there, which that's I don't understand centimeters, so that means nothing. It could be the size of a house.
That's I think that's like 2 inches or something.
It looks really big in the photo, though, Kerry. So I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
yeah,
no,
is that really 2 inches?
No,
I do centimeters
it is,
to inches. Dude, we have
like
Google. We're the Google generation.
It's like a rear view mirror situation.
Kerry
items
was
appear
close.
Larger.
It's 2.7. 2.7. Okay, so 2.7 inch
bran flake.
My Canadian
friends, you're welcome.
They have listed it on eBay. Pete Lightning has listed it on eBay for £163,000. Do you think he's going to find a buyer?
I don't know.
I mean,
pounds
are
plummeting. That's like $13, I think.
I almost bought another Cars video the other day. I went in and bought one of those for $4,000.
Another
4,
what video?
Cars, Pixar.
Oh, car. Well, okay, so here's my question. Could we literally just post anything at a super high price and get a bunch of news coverage? Because that's what he has done here.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, NC Picker is selling, you know, his grandma's toenail for 183,000 pounds. Would I get some coverage?
No, it has to be. Yeah,
weird.
You got to find something.
I was thinking, okay, so this was like a channel growth plan abandon it.
Grandma, I don't want that kind of growth anyways.
I have a piece.
You can get a growth.
I always.
Now, depending on that, the growth might be.
That's true, yeah. Well, my grandma's dead, really. But
I always check all my pieces of toast to see if they look like Commonwealth Picker or NC Picker because those will immediately go on eBay if so.
Okay, I just got a Whatnot follower come across my screen called Grammy XL. That scares me a little bit.
Why?
Grammy XL follows me now. Grammy XL.
Dude, I hope there's another slap at the Grammys so we can talk about it for 2 hours.
I was thinking a different kind of Grammy.
Yes. Yes, no.
Throwback.
Oh, my goodness.
That is a throwback.
Kerry,
they're coming back, though. They're coming back.
So you went garage sailing. Kevin sort of went sourcing. Kevin,
I got ashtrays.
You made like a couple $100. What did you buy?
I bought a couple of like standing ashtray, pedestal ashtrays.
Ash, the guy from Pokemon.
About three of them, actually, yeah. Mm. He had $20 on him, and I'm looking at it because it's an older guy. I'm like, man, I do not want to pay $20, but I don't want to look bad in this video.
How can I screw this guy over?
Right. So he had $20 on both of them, and I walk up, and I'm like, you know, these are cool, whatever. And he came over to me, and he made the offer. He's like, I'll give them both to you for $25. I'm like, sweet. So I can get them cheaper. And then there was one back there in the back. I said, how about 15 more? I'll buy all three for $40. And I got them.
You're
and
telling
I think
me
they're...
that there are ashtrays out there that sell for, like, what, $70?
Oh, there's
is that what
ashtray.
Well, this is a stand.
Thousands.
How are you shipping that?
Okay,
how
so
are you shipping
it's
an
maybe
stand?
It's maybe 100 centimeter. No, I'm kidding. It's 2 feet tall, maybe. I mean, it's not that big. I mean, they're not that big. You can ship them. I ship all kinds of stuff. I shipped a Nordic Track machine one time.
Are you putting one in your cigar room?
I might keep one. They're kind of cool.
Dude,
they're colorful.
So you'll
MCN.
Have to show us a picture of it at some point or hold it up or something. Maybe next
I've
show.
Sold them. I've sold them in shop before. I've gotten, they're cool.
Yeah.
I can't even conceptualize
I think
what
I'll
they
get
look
minimum
like.
70 a piece for them.
What would I Google if I wanted to see these?
Like, I'll like, find what would you... it. Yeah.
Ashtray stand.
I'll find one. It's
vintage
a,
ashtray
yeah.
stand.
Okay.
Pedestal
you know, actually,
stand.
Kevin, and the whole, like, trying to pay the guy, like, less than you want to pay him, have you ever thought, like, as a content idea, and maybe this is good for Ray?
Dude, I've got a couple great
flipper,
ideas, but
where
I'm
you
not
just,
giving
like,
them out.
You pay with doll hairs? Like, you'd be like, no, I thought we said 14 doll hairs, and you just pull out a doll, and you pull out 14 hairs, and just,
I've got
just
go
with that.
That's
something.
Then you run. And then you run.
That's totally an Asheville flipper idea.
Stupid.
Do it, buddy.
Listen, I have.
On your card arbitrage.
I have a great I have a great idea right along those lines that I'm going to do the first sale that comes up here. I got a sale, a citywide sale, a couple weeks from now down the road. I think I'm going to go out. That'll be my first sale of the year, I think.
Okay, so we got reseller truth or dare. We planned on doing that today, remember? So, Carrie, truth or dare.
Did you two talk about this? Because then we
truth or dare. Do I have to pick truth or dare?
I ain't saying nothing that I'm not supposed to say.
Reseller, it's reseller related or?
Maybe.
I'll do
I gave you Jack. You're not gonna show or Yakov
Bezos. You'll do truth. Okay. Have you ever removed your pants during a podcast because you were warm and you just wanted to cool off?
I don't wear pants in a podcast. That seems weird. I want to feel the breeze. Go ahead. Next.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
I have holes.
That was
in my
it.
Jeans,
you won.
So
Carrie won.
I don't need a breeze. I got it. It's natural.
No, Carrie, since you won, you now get the truth or dare, Kevin. Go.
Okay. Oh, man. You probably have a better question for Kevin than me, though. So you do it. You're going to actually.
Okay, fine.
Come
Kevin,
with
truth or dare.
I feel like this is a setup. Truth.
I have nothing. This is not
I'm
a planned
doing
segment.
No, no dare. Or I'm not doing anything.
Put down a truth
okay,
or dare.
No, okay, no, I've
Kevin
got one. I've got one. Have
Kevin.
You ever eaten sugar-free Haribo gummy bears?
No.
Okay. Do you know what they do to you? They do to you.
Probably the same thing an Enema Man does.
Have you ever read the reviews about sugar-free Haribo gummy bears on Amazon?
No.
When do you have time to be reading reviews on this?
Seriously, Dave, what in the world? I mean, jeez. Oh my god.
Dude, so many of our comments or so many of our viewers are now like cracking up because they've
signed out.
Carrie, let me just show you really quick just like an idea of what these do to you because there's a point to this, right? I'm not they're just like wasting your time. I mean, I am PowerPoint? Wasting your time, don't get me wrong. But Carrie, can you read that? I don't know. Do you have the eyes for that?
Yeah. See you in hell, Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. It was the last class. You want me to read this whole thing?
No. But just like give us a little taste.
It was my last class of the semester, and the final exam was worth 30% of our grade. So there's some stakes. It's a good story.
Yeah, there's stakes.
After a late night study session, I felt confident, but I had to decide between sleeping in or cooking breakfast. I always decide to eat and stay up. My eyelids chose sleep. My stomach later regretted this decision. And several uncomfortable stomach growls, I finally decided to make a quick stop by the campus bookstore and grab a snack before my test. Since the semester was ending and everyone was going home for the summer, a lot of them were on sale, including the snacks and candies that they kept on up front. Being in a hungry state I was in, I felt only logical to pick the largest yet least expensive candy in order to get my bang for a buck. It sounds like a college student. And there they sat, two bags. They did two of them. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. Buy one, get one free. What a deal indeed. I thought naively I would eat one bag before my test and one bag afterwards. Probably on the toilet, I would assume, for the second one. As I walked to class, I gleefully chewed on those abominable little bastards, unaware of the utter mayhem that they would soon unleash upon my poor, poor anus. I sat at my desk as the professor informed us, due to issues with cheating in the past, restroom breaks would be prohibited until the completion of the exam. You have 10 minutes to use the restroom now. This will be your last chance. Any takers? The demon bears hadn't released their unholy necromancy upon my stomach yet, so in my moment of ignorant foolishness, I remained seated, still munching on those miniature bear-shaped bombs. After the student, wise enough to take the professor's offer, had returned, the professor handed out the test. I was six questions in when it happened. It started subtly, of course. Almost like a slight tingy sensation in my lower abdomen.
What is this nothing of it doing?
All right, that's a taste. You should check out the reviews, guys. They're all that good. They're
pretty
all that good.
Sure.
Oh, showing us.
It was diarrhea.
Sand. I saw it. Yeah, it ends up being diarrhea if you.
Yeah,
Kevin showing us the ashtray thing.
This is mine. $44.
That's the top one, dude.
That's not a stain.
What, are you gonna try to overcharge? Well, then why are you showing it to us?
These are the two stains.
I can't read it. 100, 200. I can't read it.
$1,200. He's showing ashtrays. $1,200 ashtray stands. Oh, wow. Very cool. Okay, nice. So just I wanted to quickly just read this one sentence. I kept fighting through my exam, clenching my cheeks with all my might. Beads of sweat began rolling down my neck. Suddenly, a loud, gurgling war cry came from my belly, and the entire class lifted their heads. At this point, nothing mattered except expelling this ungodly presence from my bowels. With 15 questions left, I promptly wrote C for every answer and ran out of the room. Okay, anyway, I want to tell you this because yesterday, you know, I'm on keto now. I'm on keto. And so I bought these keto things from Costco. They're like these keto chocolate peanut butter like snacks. They're supposed to be like a meal replacement. But, you know, me and sweets, right? It's not a good plan. Because I have one. I'm like, oh, this is delicious. I'm going to have another one. Now, the key ingredient in the Haribo sugar-free gummy bears that makes them death to your stomach is sugar alcohol. Okay? Yes. That's like the big problem with them. I did not read the ingredients of these keto bars. Last night, right before the podcast, this started happening to me because I had two of these keto bars and at like 9 p.m. I'm sitting here and it, literally the war cry, like everything is happening to me. And it was like a nightmare. It was a race against time. I ran into my bathroom. I mean, listen, I'm not going to be like grotesque and graphic, but I literally painted
off the seat.
I painted the underside of the toilet seat with the force that was expelled from my anus. And
avocado green.
And I'm sitting there. I'm like, I have to record with Reezy and Kevin and Carrie. And, like, I kept coming back to sit. And I have to, like, I'd sit here and 2 minutes later, I'd run out again. Come back, 2 minutes later, like 30 minutes of nonstop. And I lost some weight, by the way.
Come to find out, you didn't even have to be here. You could have just stayed on the toilet.
Yeah, I could have just stayed on the toilet and just been on my phone listening in, and it would have been fine. But, yeah, I mean, I
do want to mention to the person who wrote that review, they may have failed that test, right? But they discovered that they're actually a fairly good writer, and they probably have a career in writing. Because that was I was
nobody was going to want to eat lunch with us.
Words were perplexed. I loved it.
Oh wow!
Nobody's going to want to sit with us. Nobody.
Dude. Oh wow! Wait. Turn off your camera.
Oh, turn off the camera. Well, we're not.
Turn off the camera. What?
Not you, Kevin. We're hiding from you. We're not associated with your negativity.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, but anyways.
Sit with us, Kevin.
I mean, okay, so just a couple of the titles for these gummy bears. Hell Holds No Surprises for Me Anymore.
Hell Holds?
And it's like,
or Hell Holds?
Yeah. Holds.
Yeah.
Holds.
Do not order these.
So I'm thinking Flip the World should do a video with these instead of the fire.
That's what we should
stuff.
Be doing at FlipCon this year.
Yeah. Dude, that would be awesome.
The couch in the
that
corner.
Is so, dude, and they sell a 5-pound bag on Amazon. They sell a 5-pound bag.
That's the thing. You have more people Amazon, eat it than there's toilets available in the place.
Yeah.
You should have a link. Put a link in the description.
Yeah, link to Haribo candles. What candles or can? What are they?
My life is ruined. yeah, I mean, dude, the reviews are so great on this thing. Yeah. Okay, anyways. Although someone said that they're now shipping fake ones on there that aren't even Haribo. So someone's
laced.
Maybe, interesting. You hear about the Girl Scout cookie that was laced with drugs?
Oh, no, I didn't.
I think that was actually local. But yeah, someone laced
that might just be another. That sounds like a regular headline in Florida.
Yeah, it's just a Florida man thing. But all that to say, they're now selling someone, you know, there's a Bolo in the Girl Scout cookie world. Did you know this? Do you know which flavor,
no.
Kevin?
I got no idea. Oh, wait a minute. Raspberry. I did hear about this. Oh, and okay, so they're reselling. They're right. They're reselling.
Yeah, Raspberry Dream, I think it is. And it's like a thin mint, but it's raspberry
so
flavored.
So where does that put you on the scale of awfulness? Like reselling like baby food formula, reselling diapers, reselling toilet paper, reselling Girl Scout cookies. Like where on
patio
the list?
Heaters.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, does it make you awful? I mean, you saw a demand and you filled it.
Yeah.
You know, I was a Girl Scout, you know I'd be selling them on there and not going door to door. That's for sure.
Exactly right. And making more money, putting it in your pocket. I think give some to the Girl Scouts.
I do applaud the bold choice because I feel like Thin Mints are very divisive as they are.
I hate them.
I love them, but people hate them. But then you add raspberries, which are also kind of a very tart flavor.
I would probably like those. Yeah.
I don't know. It seems
like Raspberry Rally, Carrie. It's called Raspberry Rally. Yeah. Just so you know.
A little scalp.
So Bolo alert, guys. If you see any Girl Scouts selling outside your Publix or your grocery store and they got Raspberry Rally, give them their $5 or whatever.
Part them out.
And then you sell them online for about I think they sell for like 25 bucks now.
First, you should negotiate. You should negotiate. Yes. You don't have to pay $5 a box.
Yes. Lie to them.
You can pay them less.
Say it's for a donation to a charity. And then give a penny away for the charity.
Yeah, I think it's 25 bucks. Yeah, here's $23. Sorry, I'm looking. I'll show you guys. This is what they look like. This is your BOLO alert.
McDonald's
well, this one sold for $8. This one sold for $23. Yeah, it's like the McDonald's toys. That's a good point. So, I don't know if you got them sitting in your cabinet because, you know, your husband bought them and you can't resist.
I don't want to try one, honestly.
Yeah, I dare you to go buy some on eBay. You know, support your local scalper.
Yeah, that's good. I tried. I bought 4 extra tickets from John thinking I could scalp them, and he told me I couldn't scalp the tickets to the rally.
Wow.
He's like, dude,
here's the thing.
You can't transfer the name. I'm like, come on, man. You need to make some money on this.
You don't ask permission. You ask forgiveness. Mm. This is how it works.
But you can't get on the boat unless you have your ID that matches the ticket.
Oh, okay.
So he's like, I'm like, ugh. And then he won't give me a refund for the 4 tickets I bought.
The dilemma I have with the reseller rally is, well, it's not a dilemma. The excuse I have for ours doing so much more poorly than theirs is ours is in the middle of a desert. And theirs is in Cincinnati,
Vegas,
which is like a pretty
populous
area.
Has nothing to do with Pete and John.
No, it has nothing to do with their ability. Yeah. No, they've
Cincinnati's a draw. Cincinnati's a draw. They have the Reds. They have, I think there's several buildings. Yeah, there's land.
There's
4
buildings.
River.
Yeah.
There's a river
there's a theme park
the boat.
Nearby.
Well, it's not me. I'm going to both, so it's apparently not me.
You're not swinging the pendulum either way.
That's right.
Well, I think it's important. This is a good humbling moment for Kevin to see it doesn't really matter in the grand scope compared to Craigslist Hunter or Cincinnati.
This is getting very
He was starting to feel confident like he mattered, and now he's with us feeling like
it's
we don't matter at all.
We did have 100 people at Uncle Mark's garage sale, though. I will say.
I went to that.
Yeah.
I went to that. That's
why.
You also didn't gouge people $40 a ticket for that,
That's
though.
That's true. That's a very
good
point.
Yeah, I don't think he charged anyone. dude, but the reseller rally is like 100 something, right?
$125, yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like it's free.
But you get a boat ride
money.
With it, man.
I'll give him a boat ride in Vegas. I'll give him a little, you know, when you like take their stomach and you go, a little raspberry,
little
boat rudder on their bellies.
I'll give,
So basically, ask my wife for permission if I can raspberry you.
And if she
says yes, I will raspberry you.
Yeah, there needs to be
unless you haven't showered in a while. Also, I need your written consent saying I'm allowed to give you a raspberry.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I think there's too many legal implications. Just give them a sticker like
a
Kevin does. Kevin doesn't even care if they want them.
Yeah, they're in my fanny pack. Just get them, you know, buddy. It's all right, dude. Actually, I talked about this in our show. I can't remember, but I went to a community sale and it was 4 hours. One community sale on Saturday. I've never had a community sale like that. Literally 4 hours.
And there's
it
a
was
lot
like
of
63
big
houses
in North Carolina too.
Well, I've never had one like this. 63 houses, and you know, it's crazy because like. There was plenty of houses with nothing, but when you have 63 houses in one neighborhood, like, you're gonna find stuff. Like, it's impossible to get nothing, and so I...
Unless you're Harry Tornado, he doesn't like those.
Dave is gonna find something.
He's like, I don't find
it. That's how many there were.
It's not gonna be good or profitable, but I'm gonna find something, and I'm gonna buy it.
It's impossible not to. People are like, I went to 20 yard sales, didn't find anything. I don't know, maybe I'm buying junk, but it it's rare that I leave a yard sale without something. I mean, you got
and
so something.
So this was the big fail I had, though, is they have this little box full of Cars die-cast. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're like little die-cast Cars the Movie toys, right?
Those are really good, dude.
They're fatter than like a Hot Wheel. They're wider than a Hot Wheel.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I feel like I've seen these sell for decent money before, and they were marked a quarter apiece, and they had like
dude,
a whole bunch of them. They had 13 of them. 13 of them.
I buy them constantly.
Okay, and they're marked at a quarter. Right, and I go up and I'm like, "Hey, you know, you have 13. Would you do $10?"
What?
Very good, man. Very good.
Have you ever done something that stupid? Like
literally,
it was supposed to be $3.
Sure,
and I had to edit that out of a video like 3 or 4 months ago. I did a car.
Oh, you didn't leave it.
Dave leaving it in.
Yeah,
I
took
Dave.
It out because I have pride in myself.
I have no pride. Well, okay, but see, I can
so
really have pride because I caught myself.
Cars.
I caught myself. I said, "Wait, that doesn't make sense because they're only a quarter." I said, "It shouldn't be that much." And she's like, "Yeah, your math is off." And she said, "How about just $5?" And The math was still off. The math was still off, and I still overpaid, okay, but at least so, I only overpaid by $1.50 instead of $7.
You should go right to that transaction, and that should lead your video.
Yeah. Okay.
You should lead your video. And you, but thumbnail something else later. Yeah, I'm telling you, you should. That's pretty good. They're just regular, just diecast cars.
What people already say about you with one of your weak moments, unfortunately.
Dude, I have no idea what they're worth.
Dave, I've been selling those on my... You should watch my channel. I've sold... You can buy them, you can pick them up, you put them in lots if you want, but go through them first, because every once in a while you find a pretty rare one, and you can get $20, $30 for some of them.
Oh, dang.
And even the Cars 3 one.
I get that little guy who replaces the tires. Yeah, I remember that.
One of the...
It's not that much. I've sold a bunch of them.
Out there.
Sarge?
There's a Sarge one that was recalled, so don't put that one in a lot because you could get in trouble on eBay.
No, put it in a lot. One of the Sarge. That's where you put it. You don't list it by itself. You put it in the lot.
And yeah, and you don't write it down.
That's right.
Yeah, and then someone chokes on it and sues you, Kevin. That's how Carrie's brain works.
That one's made, the Sarge one is made of pure asbestos.
LLCs don't protect you.
I realize I'm messing with you. All right, so what you do is you pick, see if you can find two or three good ones in there that'll go for $10 or so or more, and then put the rest in a lot and auction them off.
Okay.
Or put a price on. Put a price on.
I thought I had this like Phoenix Resale type moment, this glorious video game score. And I think I was wrong. And so I want some help from the commenters down below. I went to a sale and they had underneath the table like a bunch of Pokemon stuff, right? And in the Pokemon stuff, there's some old Pokemon metal tins. I know they're not worth much, you know, a couple bucks. You know, people who like Pokemon might get them. And then I open one of the tins and I find a Game Boy Advance Special Edition box. Like the box, the manual, the artwork.
You did.
No Game Boy inside. No Game Boy inside.
Still good.
And so it was like for a gold special edition Game Boy that was a super limited release only in a store in New York or something. And I just bought the box, and basically I bought a whole bunch of other Pokemon stuff she had, and I paid $20. And one of the things is going to sell for $40. So is the box actually worth anything?
Yeah.
I couldn't find any comps for it. I couldn't find...
At least may not have to 20 to 40 bucks.
I'd be shocked if it wasn't worth something.
What do you think, Carrie? 40?
I think it'd be 20 to 40 because it's, you got to remember, if it's not on, Game if you can't Boy find box? One.
Game Boy Advance. Yeah.
And it's a Game Boy Advance. So it's Pokemon older. Box.
Yes.
Yes.
It's Pokemon special themed edition, with Pikachu
Game
on
Boy
it.
Advance. Special edition. You know, it should be worth something.
There's people out there, collectors, that are going to want to complete that, dude. I bet you
They might have the console
bucks.
And they want to get the box with the artwork and stuff. Mm-hmm. And the,
my money, exactly my right. over under, I think it's going to go. I think it's going to go over 40.
Okay. You think I should do an auction then? Maybe I'll do an auction. Started
I think
1999.
It's right at... No, don't do an auction. Don't do an auction.
Don't do an auction. Okay.
No, do a buy it now.
You were just telling me to do an auction, so you're giving me mixed messages.
On the loose die cast that were left, because way you don't have to research them, and and it'll go for its value, or somewhat near its value, without having to do the research. But this, I guess if you can't find a comp...
If there are no other items available that are like that, I would go high. Maybe like $100.
Well, someone has
OBO.
Like the brand new console, you know, with the game sealed, and it's like, you know, $5,000 or something crazy on eBay.
Well, then,
right?
Your box is probably worth a bit, then, dude.
Yeah. It is worth something. Yeah. Okay. So maybe
I'd put it at
like
$100 or more. Honestly, I really would.
I'd put it at $10,000 and try to get the news to do a story on it.
Exactly. Add a cornflake or like a or a Cheeto that looks like Chester or whatever.
I like that. I like that. Okay, so anything else, Kevin? You did the comment of the week. Did you have a find of the week, a sale of the week? Did you tell us your best sale? You said the ashtray.
Yeah, I sold the gopher. I don't know. I had a bunch of good sales. I'll tell you what, my favorite sale of the week, because I was the only person who sold these for years, and now I see a couple of them popping up, are used golf gloves. I've sold I took an offer for $15 for 6 used golf gloves.
Oh, can we talk about Second Wind for a minute?
I don't
Should
know
we
what
do that,
that
is. Or is that a secret? Oh, it's not a secret?
The SupplyHead.com?
CPAP thing?
Second
The CPAP thing. Have you ever used them?
I have not. I've just found that the ones I've found are high hour kind of stuff. And
yes, the hours are a big deal.
If I found
SecondWind.com, they're not a sponsor, but Troy, Mountain Man Treasure, told me about them. And I got a CPAP at an estate sale, and I looked it up on eBay, I don't even remember where I looked it up. Somehow I realized it was an expensive one. And I didn't know the hour thing or anything like that, but it was a half off day. It was like the 50% day. And it ended up being $25 for me to buy it with all these accessories and things like that. And I don't know, I bought it. And so I went, because of what Troy said, I even said in my video, I'm going to try it on Second Wind. And they sent me an offer. I emailed them. I gave them a model. They told me how to find the hours. They offered me $100 for it.
Wow.
And they're sending me a prepaid label and everything. So it's kind of cool.
That sounds like a YouTube video. Matter of fact, it sounds like a great video for you to put on your Garage Sale Gold ripoff channel.
Garage Sale Gold, yeah.
And I think it's a shorter video and put it out there about Second Wind and see if there's any videos out there that have been made about it and go through the process and make it like an 8-minute video. Get some watches and people will look it up.
Osborne to Thrift has talked a lot about Second Wind and CPAPs on his channel. I don't know if he I don't know if he has a video dedicated to it, but I've heard a lot about it on his channel.
Has Ozzy Osbourne in that TV show he's in.
Oh yeah. Yes, he did. Yeah.
Dave, you're not going to believe this, but I sold a Disney diecast VW Volkswagen Fillmore. $9. There you go.
$9? Just now?
Yeah. No, earlier today. I didn't know it, but I just scrolled through trying to find a good sale. Fillmore.
It sold. I have that same guy. Fillmore. I got it for a quarter. More than a quarter because I failed.
It's a Vodka 61. First time buyer on eBay. Vodka 61.
He's drinking his vodka. It's Fillmore Roman. Is like the hippie van.
Yes, he's that hippie van. The hippie if you get it and you have Sarge, put the two together because you get the hippie and the Sarge together from the 60s, you know, the whole Vietnam thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and you put them together and you sell them together. There you go.
So I got
and Lightning McQueen is the Steve McQueen. Comments. That's awesome.
I will say, every now and then, my video on my Flipper channel today was about, all this negative stuff I had been hearing. One was about, not giving my kid money at yard sales. There was the Instagram message. There was the guy posting the thing on Craigslist. I kind of talked about all these things on today's video. And I guess that's a good way to get some positive comments. That's
exactly right,
I've got, 350 super nice, kind comments. So thank you, guys. I appreciate that. It made me feel better.
Dave needs that. He needs it.
I need it sometimes.
It's why I put those out on Instagram.
That's his love language.
Yeah, that's exactly right. It is my love language, y'all. Which is amazing why I come on this podcast. Yeah,
Kevin, you're one
of the words of affirmation is your love language.
It is. Okay, Kevin, you're doing a great job.
You look good in purple.
I think you're a wonderful young man, and you do a wonderful job.
As long as you seem like your elephantitis has cleared up.
I'm going to give Dawn some words of affirmation. Carrie, I sold another set. That's Lady Arbitrage for you out there. Another set of wall swallows, MCM birds, inspired by Dawn. Nice. $14.
Yeah, Dawn loves that stuff. It sells well. Yeah. People love it. Yeah. They dig it.
I did sell that mushroom thing we bought together. Yeah, did I tell you that, Kevin? Yeah. MCM for the win. People like that stuff.
Mm-hmm. People like mushrooms. Yeah.
Carrie, I've been selling some in Vegas. Not on eBay, though. Not on eBay mushrooms. Elsewhere.
You know what's cool is I don't think I have to edit out hardly anything from this show. Sandy Burnett. Another show.
Sandy Burnett, thank you for following me on Pinterest. I'm coming after you, Carrie. I'm almost there.
Guys, you got to join the Patreon.
I think I went up another 100 and I haven't even posted, but that's okay.
Oh, my goodness.
Get in the Discord. You know, the reason, let me tell you about the Yaakov Benz thing, the Jake thing. He was just talking about how, one day he'd love to do another live show with someone else. He did a live show back in the day and that kind of fell apart, and he likes doing live shows. He does them alone, but he'd love to have someone on the show with him. And I said, dude, get in the Discord. We got a bunch of great content creators, resellers who are awesome people, and you can make relationships in there, and you can find someone. Lady Armstrong. Yeah, I mean,
look at
Grams and Pops Vintage. Yeah. You got Side Hustle Preacher. You got all these people making content. Great sex.
Trash to Cash. Trash to Cash is going to officiate our third wedding from the Trash to Cash Discord. We have brought a lot of people together. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We are the hinge of reselling.
Let's do lunches. Looks like they're going to do two, but they could find. You know who'd be good? Who'd be good? Sarah Daily Cabbage. She would be good. I mean, she does that with
on someone else's show. But
get rid of the dead weight and go and do one.
Mozart's Ghost makes content in our Discord. There's a whole ABC Matt makes content in our Discord. Yeah. Resell to Rome.
Hey, speaking of content, all of you folks out there who are content creators, I need some stuff to put in all these goodie bags. We're giving away a computer at this thing, y'all. There's going to be some surprises. No, the resale rally.
Oh, at the resale. Dude, will you stop talking about the other rally and freaking focus on our rally?
I'm coming.
You're killing me, Smalls. Name that movie.
Y'all, go check.
That's Sandlot. Even I know that.
You can't even find anything, y'all. And you can't find anything in your links. Do you have the links to the reseller rally in your link tree? Or not the reseller rally, to the trash cache?
I haven't updated my link tree in 2 years.
Well, how do you expect people to find it?
I like to be elusive, Kevin. I'm like a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
We want people to want to find it.
Exactly.
Do you remember the movie Mystery Men, Kevin? Do you remember the movie Mystery Men?
Go to my link tree, buy a ticket. Go to the video description here, buy a ticket. And those are the only two places you can find it. You can't even find it in the Trash to Cash Facebook group, for goodness sake.
He was. And I am like the invisible man. I can go invisible, but only when you're not looking.
I'm so disappointed. You see what I got to put up with? They complain.
Okay, I wanted to say one more thing about the Patreon. Literally in the Patreon, I don't know if you guys noticed this, it's got a mind of its own now. It's like growing out of our control. They're doing a meetup of their own at a Phillies game. Did you see that?
Yeah, well, I was invited.
They're doing like a Discord reseller meetup. We were invited too, but are you actually going to go?
There's a Guns N' Roses concert in Charlotte, and then there's a Hardy concert in Knoxville, and so I don't know what to do now.
Well, Guns N' Roses has a no posers policy, so you can skip that one.
Yeah, you're gonna be fine.
This has been Trash to Cash, guys. Thank you so much for watching. Make sure you subscribe.